The first speaker will be Professor Mimis Cohn, Professor in Chief of the Division of Plastic Reconstructive and Cosmetic Surgery, University of Illinois. He is an editor of two medical books on plastic surgery and co-editor of several books which were edited 2013 and 15, dealing with surgery after massive weight loss and fundamentals of maxillofacial surgery. Here you see the books he edited, the third edition of Plastic Surgery, Unfavorable Results, Avoidance and Treatment, and Mastering Plastic Surgery. And the fourth edition is now appearing in honor of Robert Goldwin, the scientific chairman and editor-in-chief of Plastic Reconstructive Surgery. And Professor Goldwin like to thank Professor Cohn for his enthusiasm and his prodigious work. And if it was not possible to thank him, the third edition would likely not have appeared. Mimis Cohn is in editorial boards of Craniofacial Surgery as associate editor and associate editor in Plastic Surgery Hyperguide. Member of 26 national and international organizations, but must more important, the past president of the American Society of Maxillofacial Surgeons and the Association of Pediatric Plastic Surgery in US. The next speakers are Professor Denis Montadon, Professor Brigitte Bidet. Professor Montadon, here you see the picture, Professor Montadon at the World Nomad Day in 2008 with Bertrand Picard, President of the International Nomad Foundation and President of Winds of Hope and Foundation. And these foundations and organizations are together with Noma Hilfe Schweiz supporting our conference now. He is past president and founding member of the EURAPS, past president and founding member of the European Society of Craniofacial Surgery, and beside honorary member of the Swiss Society, founding member of the GESNOMA, Geneva Study Group on Noma, the world leading group of science on Noma. And you see here examples of books, historical books on plastic surgery and clinical books on, for instance, on reconstructions of the orbital palpebral region or on breast surgery. Here are some publications, for instance, on Pierfranco, Forgotten Pioneer, and this was the first, he reported on the first surgery on Noma in the 16th century in Geneva. Henri de Montville, precursor of aesthetic surgery, and Jacques Reverdin, the first doing the first skin graft. And just examples on publications sur le Noma. You see here publications in plastic reconstructive surgery together with Professor Bidet or Lehmann. And here the latest results in 2003 and 2013, Lancet Infectious Disease and Lancet Global Health Journal. And Dr. Bharati Maya will report on this at the end of the conference. Professor Bidet Quindo is now chief of the Plastic Reconstructive Aesthetic Clinic in Geneva since 2014. And he has a long-standing experience in craniofacial reconstruction and this combined with microsurgical techniques. She is now Associate Vice Dean of the University of Geneva and very, very important Commission of the International Cooperation. She has received several awards and since 2012 She is a president of the Swiss Society on Plastic Surgery. Here's some of the publications, and we are very proud that she wrote a publication for our stomatology in the special issue. And you see here the serratus anterior flaps in PRS or reconstruction as a context humanitaire. Denise Baratti-Meyer, she is the key for these publications on risk factors on normalcy disease in Lancet infectious diseases, and more important, NOMA neglected, forgotten, and human rights issue in Lancet Global Health Journal. She will report on it. Next, Pravin Patel, professor of surgery, chief of pediatric plastic and craniofacial surgery at the University of Illinois. We are happy to have him here. You see here his clinical book, medical book on clinics and plastic surgery. He edited, and Professor Obergeser wrote one of his best articles, A Letter to the Next Generations on Surgeons. This article is Insight. And Professor Kosla Reddy, he brings with him the motto, bring the smile back to these unfortunate children. Keystones in his of publications are here the incision technique for functional keloplasty and primary septoplasty in the repair of unilateral complete cleft palate. 20,000 free surgeries with the financial help of Smile Train and Cleft Children International were taken, and the institute was realized in 2000 and is now one of the premier centers in the world for cleft surgery. He runs a fellowship program on oromaxillofacial surgery, recognized by 6 universities in India, and he's involved in a collaboration with the University Medical Center, Radboud University in Nijmegen, and these programs are very successful. And last but not least, Professor Paul Spohn, Department of Plastic Surgery and Reconstructive Surgery, was the chair of the Radboud University and the professor ordinarius between 1906 and 2010. And these are cornerstones in these publications, cornerstones in cleft surgery. For instance, the pharyngoplastic on the chronic osteitis media, and the pharyngoplasty as an intraoral bone muscle crosstalk in that way, both published in top journals. You see him here, he's running the humanitarian projects in Bangladesh and Indonesia, and we are happy to have him since 2010 in our group, in our lip palate surgical team, together with Najib Shishakli and me. And we are very proud to have him here, and I like to say that he is, from the clinical and the scientific point, the quarterback of our group when compared with the American Football League. And now I'd like to invite you to take the chair, Paul, together with Professor Montadon.